This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Dr. Becky Stewart-Gross, owner, founder, and president of Building Bridges Seminars, a company that offers custom design leadership and sales training, joins us here on our Producer Tuesday. And Becky, thank you for joining us. We're looking forward to the PDPW Business Conference, March 13th and 14th in Madison, and there's a lot to take in, including a breakout session that you're presenting. It's entitled I Win, You Win, Bridge Building Negotiations. And when we talk about negotiating, this just isn't about making a deal in business, is it?
That is correct, Bill, and thank you for having me with you here today. Yes, negotiations are part of all of our lives. It's not just for big corporations, nor is it for those times when we're out buying a car or a piece of equipment, but it is something that is a part of our everyday lives.
So, Becky, your breakout session is called I Win, You Win. So it sounds like a win-win if we can effectively communicate to those around us.
Absolutely. You know, when we think about our everyday opportunities that we have, whether that happens to be with our vendors, might be with our coworkers, and of course with our family farms, many times those coworkers are also our family members. And that creates a very different dynamic because we're not just negotiating with someone then that we're going to see just at the workplace, but this is someone that we're going to turn around and have dinner with tonight too. And so how we have these negotiations, it's very important. And there is the traditional hard bargaining that people are used to. And, you know, today we watch TV shows like Pawnbrokers, and people see how people go in and try to negotiate a deal. But what we're going to be talking about in our session is something that's very different. We're really going to look at how do we truly make the opportunity that we're going to have here when we are trying to negotiate with someone, how do we make it so we both walk away truly winners? To give you one of the first areas that we talk about is really trying to understand what is it that the other person really wants. We call this the interest area. And when we start to think about what that person's interest really is we need to be able to really listen to find out what's important to that particular person so we can pull that information out. Many of us have heard that song by Kenny Rogers in The Gambler, and he talks about, at the same time, you know, you need to know when to walk away. And there is that time in a negotiation that sometimes you do need to know also, when is this one that we're not going to go into, one that we are going to walk away from because it's not going to end up being a good win-win situation for us. And so those are some of the things that we're going to be able to explore a little bit more and be able to look at. How do we do that, though? It sounds so easy. And yet when we're in it, and particularly if it's something that's emotional for one or both parties, we need to be able to have some good steps to help us along the way. And in the session, what we're going to be doing is I'm going to be able to give everyone a worksheet, if you will, that will give us the 7 steps. We'll be able to look at what are those steps that has really been shown to assist people when they're going into a negotiation. So it does mean that if it's a really important one, you do want to do a little bit of homework. So when you go into it, you're prepared so that it can be more effective for both parties.
So for those attending the PDPW Business Conference, you may be thinking, oh, I'm going to head out a little bit early on the second day, Thursday afternoon. But that's when this breakout session is. And this is one you really don't want to miss.
You know, as I think about the average dairy farm, and regardless of what age, I'm thinking about the parent who is looking at what do they do as far as a successor for the family. The family farm, will a child be able to take over? And then I'm also thinking in the audience that young person who has just joined the family farm now maybe as a more of a partner as opposed to just the child coming in and working there, but now they're more in a partnership. And as they move more into that role, it is so important that they have these skills to make it a successful relationship and a successful family business.
Thanks for the time today, Dr. Becky Stewart-Gross, owner, founder, and president of Building Bridges Seminars, who will be presenting an afternoon breakout session day 2 of the PDPW Business Conference called I Win, You Win, Bridge Building Negotiations. More details at pdpw.org. And stay with this station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.